All right, so back again.
We took a break.
It's a Firefly Viewing Club.
We were on a break.
We were on a break.
That's the show, right? That's the show we're talking about?
What? That reference
Friends,
whizzed.
Man.
Oh, I saw that so long ago.
Well, maybe we need to go do Friends after. No.
No, we're doing Scrubs next.
No. I was. No.
Yes.
I was thinking to myself, like, is there something we could do? I don't have a thought about that yet.
I do.
But you may, but basically, one of the things that I think makes this really great is that it's one season. I don't want to do this for 270 weeks.
Fair enough.
Right?
Yeah, I hear you. I actually, just as you said that, I had an idea, and I will not give it away. Well, not during the show, but I have an idea, and it's actually a YouTube series where each episode is roughly 10 minutes. Do you think you could handle that? Hypothetically,
maybe.
I know you don't know the details, but like that's at least a plausible thing to do.
Maybe.
All right, I think I got a good idea. We'll talk about it another time, but we'll see what happens. But yeah, we are. What was it? Ariel? Is that right? Was this week's episode?
Yeah, we're about to start talking about Firefly. So here is your spoiler warning time. We're about to talk about Firefly episode 9, Ariel.
All right. So what did you think of the episode? Let's start with that, as we always do.
This one was shocking. In its violence,
yeah,
in a way that
okay.
I didn't like at all. The blood?
Yeah, I can understand
that. No way. Did not like it. The fact that they show blood is fine. You know what shot I'm talking about. You know the one that bothered me, right?
I'm assuming
can you guess?
The guy that the dude that arrested them, this is huge spoilers, obviously, but the dude that arrested Jane and Simon and River. And he's like, oh, look, I've got them for you. And yeah, I talked to them, but why does that matter? I'm assuming.
And there's that scene where like he's screaming and there's blood coming out of his mouth, his nose, his eyes, and his ears. Mm-hmm. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Like, why? Like, that's it was too much. I really didn't like it. That to go from the level of violence that the show usually has to that in one episode is too much. It's too much. It's like whiplash.
Yeah, I can understand.
I wasn't ready. I wasn't prepared for that. That's not what I've been getting from this show. It's not what I've come for. So yeah, I really didn't like that. There's a couple of things in the episode. Oh, because as well before that, the scene where Jane and Simon are beating up the guards is way too much.
Yeah,
way too graphic. They're like fighting really dirty, like in a way that's not necessary. Like. Yeah, I really didn't like the violence in this episode because it felt out of place in the show.
I can understand that. It didn't strike me quite as strongly as it struck you, but I did have similar thoughts. And yeah, I can understand that. Would you say, despite that you enjoyed it, or do you think that kind of ruined it for you?
It's an interesting episode, for sure. Like there are a lot of interesting plot things that happen. And especially the end, like, you know, the way it's set up, because, you know, the conceit of the episode being that Simon wants to go to this hospital to try and diagnose River so he can, like, help her, like, make her better in some way. Like, right at the end, like, he puts the needle in her and he's like, it's about to get better or something. He's like, something along those lines, he says. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what is about to happen, right? Like, has he worked out something to help her? Like, I'm really excited to see the next episode to find out the answer to that. And also to see the resolution with Jane, right? So, like, I was expecting to have, like, a double turn, as they've done a couple of times during the show, where, like, it looks like Jane's about to rat them out or, like, turn on the crew.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't. But no, mm-hmm. He straight up like calls the police on Simon and River. Like, I was really surprised about that. And not only that, but Mal works it out. And also, I was thinking, right, like, as they were coming to the resolution of this episode, I was like, here we go, classic Firefly, quick resolution in 20 seconds. But even though the resolution was quick, it all made sense for me. Like, I was cool with it. Because I was like, how are they gonna get them out of this? But the way that they ended up escaping made sense. The fact that like they accidentally bump into Mal, kind of like I was fine with that, because they're both running around this building looking for not necessarily each other, but like they're looking for them, and like Jane and the Tams are just looking for a way out. So like it's not implausible. And then the fact that Mal has the ability to work out that something bad has happened, when already earlier in the episode, like, there is motive, like there's severe motive, because River effectively nearly kills Jane. Yeah. You know, like the motive is there. Like I was fine with the way the episode resulted. But the thing that I don't understand what's gonna happen now with Jane and Mal, because like Jane can't be trusted. It doesn't seem like something Mal would do to let him off, because it's like it's weird, because it's like in conflict and in line with his beliefs of like the crew, right? So like, mm-hmm. It's like, oh, he would let him back in because he believes so much in the crew, but he also betrayed the crew. And I feel like that the betrayal should win out, and that he shouldn't let him in, back in, or like not necessarily kill him, but tell him he's done. Yeah. And that is not the case. The Shepherd wasn't in this episode at all.
Nope.
That was weird.
Yeah, I assume it was some sort of like real world conflict or something like that. They made brief mention of it in the beginning in a ham-fisted way that made me think that, what is it, Ron Glass, I think is the actor's name, like had like a scheduling conflict or something like that. It was like, oh, Shepherd book got dropped off on such and such planet, so we'll get him later.
To be honest, there was no... Oh, I didn't notice it. It was dropped off on a planet.
That may not be accurate, but they did make some sort of mention. They didn't show it. They made like a mention about, oh, when Shepherd Book gets back from Ariel or something like that. I forget exactly what it was, but they did very briefly mention it in a way that seemed to be just explaining it away, so you didn't have this moment later where you're like, wait, where the hell was Shepherd Book?
Yeah, and like, I don't know where he would have fit in the episode anyway, right? Like, mm-hmm. I don't think he would have fit in either of the crews, considering what they were doing, but it was interesting for him not to be in it. I liked Simon's role in this episode as kind of like leading the crew, and him taking charge of the, like, the mission and the planning. It was really good. And like the moment when he saves the guy's life and you see how good he is as a doctor, and like he gives the dumb doctor a good dressing down. Like I liked all of that. I liked his role in this episode quite a lot, actually.
Yeah. I that was one of the notes I took, was that, oh, you know, this is clearly to show us that Simon is really, really smart. And it's not that they haven't tried to tell us that before, but this is like showing us that Simon is really, really smart. There were a couple of things that I took notes on that I think are worth mentioning. First of all, it was extremely just out of left field, I thought, when River like slashes Jane across the chest. It was just, she snapped all of a sudden, which I understand that River's entire persona is kind of just being unpredictable, but I felt like that was surprisingly unpredictable even for her. And I bring that up in part to say, I thought the way Mal handled that was really interesting, because it was as though we saw two different Mals in that conversation that he had with Simon. You know, he's very stern and very angry, and he says, you know, basically, if you can't keep River under control, we're going to revisit this whole deal of you being on the ship. And then he kind of like softens and says, she's getting worse, isn't she? And that's what I think kind of cues the whole experience with this job and this heist. But it's just Mal being so... like two-faced, but like there's two Mals, right? There's the like super stern, angry, I don't give a crap about anyone Mal, and then there's
but then also like how he was talking to Jane, where he's like, under no circumstances are we kicking them off.
Yeah,
but then as soon as Jane's out of the room, he's like saying to Simon, like, look, like, let's be reasonable about this, like we can't keep going down this road type thing.
Yeah,
but like, I mean, I think we've seen a lot of that, the duality of
sure,
Mal,
sure, sure,
right?
Sure.
But like it was really on display here.
Yep, absolutely.
For sure.
The other thing that struck me about this episode was that there was a lot of I felt like there was a lot of really good CGI that aged well. For example, when he when he was doing the scan on River, I thought that aged so really well.
3D imaging thing was really good.
But then there was a lot of stuff that did not age well at all. So a couple of examples, cutting up the ID badges, like it's the movie The Fugitive in 1990 or whatever it was. Like that's, no, come on.
Like there would still be laminated ID badges.
No, that's not how this is going to work in 20 whatever or 21 whatever. The other thing was, whenever they showed blueprints, that looked like straight out of 87.
Yeah, you know? And also like the logic of the fingerprint scanner on the door,
mm-hmm.
that you can just put any fingerprint attached to any pass and it will open a door. Like, that's not what fingerprint scanners are for. They're not checking if a finger is present,
right?
Because Mal takes that doctor's pass, puts it in the thing, and presses his thumb against it, like Mal's thumb, and the door opens. Like, there was such an easy way to solve that, which I don't know why they didn't just do.
Yep,
which is they just pick up the dude and put his thumb on the door. Like, that's how you... That's the logic there. Also, there was kind of a part of me that had to roll my eyes at the conceit of, like, it's okay to steal this medicine.
Why?
It's like they're bending over backwards to try and maintain the fact that the Firefly crew are good people. Like, oh, we can steal this medicine that's meant for sick people because it will be restocked within an hour.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it's okay. Right? Like, you're saying, oh, the Alliance are bad with this hospital that they use to cure sick people. Right? Like, it's, you know, like, I was kind of just like, either do it or don't do it, but, like, don't make this story about it. Like, it's, you know.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Because, as well, they're stealing that to sell it. They're not stealing it to give it to, like, other people that need it, right? Mm-hmm. And I know that, like, they kind of make reference to the fact of, like, there's people that need this medicine. But Simon convinces them by telling them all how much it's worth.
Yeah, yep,
that's
yep, yep.
the point, right? So, like, they are, no, like, there's, yeah, there's, like, I don't, yeah, I was kind of just like, either steal the medicine from sick people or don't steal the medicine from sick people, but we don't need all of the hand-waving.
I understand that. Couple other quick notes. Obviously, Jane was going to sell them out. Like, I mean, you talked about this earlier, but it was obvious he was going to sell them out. Well, what is striking to me, although in character for Jane, is how did you not know you're going to get arrested too? Like, you think that these cops are just going to be like, sure, here's $1 billion. Like, come on. So frustrating. I did think in that fight with Simon and Jane against the guards, I agree with what you said earlier, that it's like it went on too long. It was a bit, not vulgar, but violent. I thought that, though, I did appreciate the fact that, like, the guard was biting Jane's hand or perhaps vice versa. I thought that that was at least a more, or it seemed to me like a more real representation of what would happen in a fistfight between these two. I also thought it was interesting that Simon was not completely useless in this fight. And I was surprised that
he handled himself better than Jane did.
Yeah, exactly. And he just, like, knocked out the person, which stands to reason since he's a doctor. I thought that it was very big of Simon to give Jane humongous accolades at the end of it all when they all get back to the Firefly or to Serenity. And he was like, oh, you know, Jane was amazing, blah, 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 blah. I thought that was very big of Simon, especially since it's been quite clear that he and Jane don't really get along. And obviously Simon didn't realize that Jane had sold them out, but still, that was very big of him. But the thing I wanted to hear your thoughts about the most was the chat via the walkie-talkie at the end of the show. What did you think of that?
I don't know. It was weird.
Why?
I think. Well, it was just... I don't know, like, Mal's kind of, like, setting him up in a strange way. Like, in such a way that you would say you did it. Like, it was weird. Like, I don't know. What do you think? What are you looking for? Because you're looking for a response from me, and you might help me.
Well, so the reason I bring it up is because I don't know how to verbalize this. But I'm going to say something and then I'm going to immediately disagree with myself. That scene with Jane on the other side of, like, the door where he's on the verge of getting sucked out into the atmosphere, you know, out of Serenity. and where Mal basically says, and he uses a lot of words to say it, but he says, "You piece of garbage, I can't believe you did this." And that scene and the way they played back and forth is one of my favorite scenes in the entire series. And it's not actually one of my favorite scenes in the series, but like there's something about that scene I just think
I don't feel that way about it. It was fine. Like I don't really think that it was like incredible, but like it was a good scene. It was played well. I don't really know the ramifications like of it, like because he's cause, like, don't tell him what I did, and then, like, I don't really understand.
So that to me, what was striking about the scene? So I copied down a couple of quotes, and it'll only take a moment. You know, so Mal says, "You turn on any of my crew, you turn on me. You did it to me, Jane, and that's a fact." And that's establishing that, to your point earlier, that the crew is paramount to him. And I understand what you're saying about the, like, kind of conundrum and perhaps hypocrisy of allowing Jane back. But, you know, here we're establishing that Mal is just indescribably loyal. And
yeah, there's a line that Mal said that I really like, which is, "Next time you decide to stab me in the back, do it to my face."
Yep. I wrote that down as well.
Great line.
I thought the same. And then in between what I read and what you just read, you know, Jane says, and you talked about this earlier, "What are you going to tell the others? Make something up. Don't tell them what I did." And it appears that's when Mal realizes, okay, Jane is not beyond hope. And I don't know, something about this scene, I feel like, in a lot of ways, as much as I adore this show, they do things in a kind of ham-fisted way, not irregularly. For example, describing why Shepherd Book is gone. Oh, he's just on a planet somewhere. Don't worry your pretty little face about it. This, though, I thought was just so well done. And it's not one of my favorite scenes, but there's something about the scene that I just, it has always stuck with me and I've always liked. And I feel like Jane acted, or Adam Baldwin acted it phenomenally well. Nathan Fillion, you know, Mal acted it phenomenally well. And I just felt like there was just this grittiness to it that I really appreciated.
Yeah.
And
I don't know about that line. I don't really like it because it doesn't match with the character.
Well, and I.
He's the same guy that was going to have them arrested. Why would he care?
Well, because he actually does care. The conundrum to Jane is that he is a money-seeking disaster. He's an idiot. He's completely driven by money. But deep down in there somewhere, there's actually someone who cares. And I think that's what we discovered in this moment.
I don't know. I feel like he's someone who cares about his legacy more than what individuals care about him.
I disagree, but I understand what you're saying. And that very well could be. That's a very, very reasonable read of the situation. And I'm not saying I'm right and I'm not saying you're wrong. I could see it going either way. But one way or another, I've always really liked that scene, and I can't verbalize, I can't figure out why I like it so much, but I just thought it was so well done. And I also liked the very last line of the episode, which admittedly is kind of cheesy, but I thought it was well executed. And, you know, Simon says he's going to give River a shot or something like that. And she says, "Is it time to go to sleep again?" And he says, "No, it's time to wake up." And one of the themes.
Yeah, that's it. That's the line. I like it.
Yeah. And then one of the themes of the show, and this is particularly, no spoilers, this is particularly strong in the movie that follows. One of the themes in the show is the relationship between River and Simon. And that was just such a, just an adorable, wonderful moment between the two where you see that they would, and not the first time, but you see that they would do anything for each other. And it's just, I don't know, I really admire that and think that's cool.
The one other thing that has been open from us, this episode, for its faults, had a lot of interesting plot lines that it begins. One of them being the end of the episode. The other is what's going to happen with Jane and Mal. And then the other is we now can be under the belief that the two people that are after River, they're not agents of the Alliance, it would seem, because they killed all of those.
Mm-hmm.
They're like some other shady body of some description, and it seems that it might just be these two people, but why do they have so much power and control? Like, yeah, but there's a lot to learn.
Yep, and that will also remain a thing for a while, and I'm not going to spoil anything, but just this is definitely a thing that does not go away.
All right, so next time is episode 10. Yep. We get into double digits. What's the name of episode 10,
it
Casey?
It is War Stories, which, if I recall correctly, is, I shouldn't say anything. I will just let it go. I abort that. We're going to leave it in. We're not going to edit it out. But it is episode 10, and it's called War Stories. I don't want to give anything
away. If you recall correctly, it is episode 10.
Yes.
That's what you know about episode 10.
Exactly. 10 of 14, and then the movie, and then we're done. Getting closer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 episodes in the movie.